James chapter number 1, this is a continuation of Wednesday night. I will be able to catch you up, but I've got this on my heart. I've had it. I've preached 2 points, and I'm going to cover them again a little faster than I did Wednesday night, and I want to preach on the last point. I'm watching Christianity, Lord. I'm watching a lot of people today. And I'll be honest with you. Let me tell you what the main problem I see in Christians. They're totally out of balance. I just don't see very many balanced Christians. I see some Christians, they're right-wingers, and they'll just absolutely, they know every sin that they're against. They don't love nobody, but they know every sin that they're against. Then I know some of these little pinkos that all they do is I love, 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 love. And they wouldn't say bullet the devil if he's running up here with a pitchfork. Come on now, say amen. See, I believe a church, it's as strong as its balance is going to be. And it ought to start with the man of God. I'm a preacher. I don't preach the same thing all the time. I try to preach what you need. Somebody say amen. But turn to James chapter number 1. And I'm going to preach tonight and finish it up on what I started Wednesday night on how to live a balanced Christian life. I want balance. Remember what I said Wednesday night about Ephraim in the Old Testament. The Bible said when God sent his judgment through Hosea about Ephraim, he said, Ephraim, you're a cake half-baked. And that's what that means is you're done on one side, but you're raw on the other side. Amen. That means you're not balanced. That means you're not cooked all the way through. I want to say something to you young preachers. I might as well just, I need to plow your corn. I know that you're full of zeal, okay? Praise God. And but you can't preach on something else other than the devil's, everybody's sin, okay? Every once in a while, it won't hurt me to hear you preach on the love of God. Amen. Right. Amen. I know what it was. Hey, listen to me. They're a far cry from what I was, because when I first started preaching here, Brother Jeff, there's a lot of this crowd couldn't have took me, because, see, I opened them up, but I didn't sew them back. And I didn't put no oil in there. If anything, I put a little salt in their wounds. Amen. That's just what I did. I mean, I know that I was what was needed in this church when it started. There's a bunch here that needed somebody that was meaner than they was, and I was. But as the church grows, you need something more than that. You need some balance. You need somebody that loves you, but to be able to preach the truth in love. Amen. Now look at James chapter number 1. And verses 19, these verses down through verse number 27. I want to read 22 through 27, and that'll be more so what I'll be concentrating on tonight. But I want you to look at this. The Bible said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto the man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, let me catch you up from Wednesday night. Most of you weren't here, so I'll catch you up. In verses 19 and 20, a balanced Christian comes from hearing the Word of God. You're not going to be a balanced Christian if you don't read your Bible and you don't listen to the preacher and you don't apply what the preacher says to you. You will not be a balanced Christian. Three things I want to say in verse 19. You need to hear the word readily. Be swift to hear. Now, I'm going to give you something. A lot of problem is this. You're always wanting to open your mouth and be heard instead of letting God's word speak to you first. There's a time to speak and a time to shut up. Good preaching, Reverend. We need to be swift to hear. Number two, in verse 19, we need to hear the word quietly. Swift to hear and slow to speak. Hey, I have a real problem with somebody that's really always wanting to be heard. They're big mouths. If you're a big mouth in this church, it might be well to shut your mouth once in a while so God's word can minister to you. Amen. Good preaching, Reverend. Hey, listen, I know about this running my mouth. By the way, God wants us to hear the word of God. And then we need to hear the word of God calmly. Slow to wrath. I'll tell you what. Now, let me give you something here. There's some people, they walk in church with a chip on their shoulder. Saying, here's what to do, Jed. Knock it off. Ain't no wonder the Holy Ghost can't work in your life. Knock it off. That's the chip. I want you to know something. I'm real guilty of knocking them off all the time. Hello? Number two. I'm going through these quickly, Lois, because I want to get that last one. Number two, a balanced Christian comes from receiving the word of God. Not only hearing, but receiving. Look at verse 21. For lay aside apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Now hear me. Wickedness must be rejected. You can't hear God's word if your vessel is contaminated. Let me preach that again. That sounded real good. You cannot hear God's word if you've got a contaminated vessel. If you're dirty on the inside, you're not going to hear much. If you're living a life not right with God, you're not going to hear much. Amen. There's a lot of Christians living wicked lives. I hear this from church people all the time. Here's what they say to me, Lois. I know I hear this five times a week. How can some of them people act the way they do and hear you preach? Well, I got the answer. They full of the devil. They wicked. That's how. See, the Holy Ghost can't penetrate that. If you come into church with wickedness and you're outside on Monday through Saturday smoking dope, drinking, carrying on, living another kind of lifestyle, watching filthy movies, listen to me. You're not going to receive the word of God. And wickedness, you just can't get it. Hey, God won't dwell in a dirty vessel. And second thing, I haven't gotten a message yet. I'm going to try to get it tonight. Then the word must take root. Look what it's saying. And receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. If you're in this room, let's just say we got somebody in the church here smoking a little weed. Quiet in here. You hear me? You got to lay aside filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and get some meekness about you. I'm going to tell you what, you're not very meek if you got that kind of junk in your life. You're not real meek. And you can't receive the Lord unless you're humble. And I want to tell you what's going on in our churches today. I see a move right now. There's some of you starting to be humble. That's why God's moving through the church. Some of you starting to say, man, I want that more than I want that worldly junk. Amen. It's showing. See, what's happening is, it's taking root. It's starting to take root. And by the way, you can't have a balanced life unless it take root. But here's my message tonight. This is what I want to spend my time on. I did not Wednesday night. This is really, boy, I'm going to show you the balanced Christian life in the next five verses. Number three, a balanced Christianity comes from doing the Word of God. It's good to hear it. It's good to receive it. But if you're not doing it, you're not balanced. We got a whole lot of people that talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Am I preaching right? A lot of talk, but not a lot of action. Let me give you four things under this, and then three applications, and I'm done. Look at verse number 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, doing the word of God involves a personal responsibility. Now, I'm going to come down here. Let me tell you something. You're going to be a balanced Christian, then you've got to be responsible. And you can't say, okay, I'll just pick on you too. Because you're a good man, I can pick on you now. You can't say, Lonella, you be the spiritual leader. You do it. You got responsibility. She has responsibility. I have responsibility. See, here's what we're doing, Joe. We're trying to push our responsibility off on somebody else. Somebody help me preach right there. Huh? That's just exciting. You know what we're living? We're living in about the most unresponsible time I've ever been in my life. People don't want to take the responsibility. If they mess up, why not just repent? Right. Take some responsibility. Why don't you? Hey, take some responsibility in your home. Be the leader in your home. Carry the Bible and teach your children. It's your responsibility. Yep. We'll never be balanced Christians unless we take the responsibility and be a doer of the word. Am I preaching? Yep. Amen. Let me show you a second thing. I'll get to the application in a minute, but I want you to get you straight with me. I'll show you its balance here. Secondly, right under that, doing the Word of God involves personal reflection. Look at verse 23 and 24. For you can take this back to the Old Testament tabernacle and the laver. And I want you to look at verse 23 and 24. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. See, it takes... Jeff, I got this in the Old Testament tabernacle. They had a laver. How many of y'all know what was in the laver? Water. What else? Or something else? What else was in the laver? Somebody? Mirror. Looking glass. Mirror. So here's, watch the, let me teach you a Bible lesson. Still water in a basin speaks of the Word. Running water like a river speaks of the Spirit. So here's what you do. You look into the water, the Word. And in that word, there is a mirror that you see your reflection. If you're dirty, if you need correction, you'll see it in the Word of God. You'll see it. When those priests came by and they looked at their hands, it showed them bloody. They washed their hands. They seen their feet was dirty. They washed their feet. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of dirty Christians and a lot of people. Hey, they just don't reflect on the Word of God. They just let it go over their heads. By the way, if I'm preaching on social drinking and you're doing it, it's time that you look in the mirror. Hey, if you're in this room and you're having an affair, look in the mirror. In this room, you're drinking and cussing and act like a devil. Look in the mirror. Amen. See, it'll bring some reflection and it'll bring some balance. Number three, look at verse 25. Likewise, And I jumped past. Let me go back. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man's deed shall be what? Blessed. Doing the word of God involves personal remembrance. Then number four, I want you to notice this. Look at verse 26 and 27. If any man among you seem to be religious, a lot of people said we don't have a religion. Yes, we are. Actually, we do have religion. We are religious people. But we need pure religion. We don't need a religion of works, a religion of falsehood. We need prayer, pure religion built on the Word of God. Doing the Word of God involves personal righteousness. Now let me explain. How many of you are saved? Raise your hand if you're saved. Okay? Let me explain. When you got saved, God imputed His righteousness in your life. That's why you can't be lost again. Because inwardly you're just as righteous as Jesus. You have His righteousness. But this is not talking about imputed righteousness. It's talking about practical righteousness. You practicing righteousness. You living right. Now, let me show you the balance. Tim, we talked about this. Let me give you the balance. It's found in 26 and 27. Let me show you how you can measure your balance. Number one, look at this scripture, verse 26. Are y'all there? If any man among you is seen to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, a balanced Christian has control over his tongue. And he also has control over his Facebook. I want to be honest with you. Some of you are low down hounds. Oh, you may not say it with your words, but you'll write it on Facebook. And shame on you for sharing some lewd stuff from some manufacturer. I had somebody ask me today, he said, I haven't noticed you on Facebook. Well, there's a reason I'm not on there. I got so messed up watching y'all that I got about half out of fellowship, so I quit. Because you can't control that thing. You got to control your tongue and got to control your social media. Somebody help me preach. That's where we're living, right in the middle of it. They tell me they got one thing now called Snap Text. Whatever that is. Snap, what is it? Huh? See, I knew y'all knew all that stuff. Is that where you take a picture and it snaps on you and it dissolves pretty quick? Don't last? So you can do something wicked and it goes off in about 10 seconds, right? Is that it? What are y'all acting dumb for? Huh? We need to control our tongue and control our Facebook and our social network because that's our tongue. See, you're not going to be balanced unless you control your tongue. You say, I got to have the last word. No, you don't have to have the last word. You can put a little meekness on and back off once in a while, Buster, and let somebody else have the last word. Amen. Somebody got to quit fighting. Thank you, Ray. I need somebody to back me tonight because I feel like it's swooning a little bit here. I want to help you tonight. I want to be balanced to you. Second thing. Now let's look at the balance here. It's right here. Number one, he controls his tongue. Number two, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. Number two, not only does he control his tongue, that's balance, and also he has compassion on needy. Why do you think that we have a food bank for? Because there's needy people. We're having anywhere from 100 to 115 families, 300 and some people. We're meeting their needs every month. There's people needy. There's somebody come this week, and I honestly wasn't nobody there but me. I delegate everything, Brother Jeff. I didn't even know how to go to the food pantry and find food because I didn't know how to get in, and I'd had to break a door down. But I didn't let him go out hungry. I do have a check card. I use my own personal one and got him a bag of groceries. And they had two little kids, and I went over to McDonald's and got them a $5 gift card. Let me tell you something. You can be outspoken, you can do all this junk, but if you don't care for needy people and hurting people, you're not making it, friend. You're not balanced. So how do I know I'm balanced? I control my tongue. How do I know I'm balanced? I have compassion on hurting people. Number three, finish it up. How do I know I'm balanced? Last phrase, and to keep himself unspotted from the world, he has cleanliness in his lifestyle. Let me say this from a pastor that loves you. You can't please God with a dirty vessel. Didn't pass the smell test. I got to keep myself unspotted from the world. I was coming up Page Valley Road. This happens to me about every week. And I was not driving bad this time, so it was not my fault. But I got two birds flashed at me. You say, I don't know what that means. Well, ask your mama. And I mean, I got a double bird. You know. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I've been known to have some road rage. I remember when I first got saved, and I was preaching because James was about 3 years old. Somebody done that to me up on Bigley Avenue. Jeff, I chased him all the way to help you. Man, I had my car going 90 miles an hour right on their bumper. Said, you stop, sucker, you stop. Boy, God, I got a hold of my life. My son was over there and said, Daddy, are you crazy? Yeah, I was. Let me tell you something. There's no excuse for us living a life of defilement. You can say I'm built that way. You can say I'm made that way. That's a lie. You're doing it volitionally. You're doing it by your own volition. You are doing it. Somebody help me preach. So how do I know? You control your tongue. Let me tell you something. That's just not for young people. That's for moms. There's a lot of older people that can't control their tongue. Just negative all the time. How many don't like negative people? Say, raise your hand. I don't like it. We need to control our tongue. I'm realizing something more and more. We got people coming to our church, so many more people right now than we ever had. And they need somebody to love them. Amen. And then they need somebody to have compassion on them. But they need somebody that sets the right example. Will you stand with me tonight? How many of you, as you stand, and I'm going to pray, would say, Preacher, I need to be more balanced as a Christian. And I know I do. And I want you to pray for me. Will you slip up your hand? I need to be more balanced as a Christian. I'm going to pray. Would you do me a favor tonight? You slipped your hand up. If you needed this message and you need to be balanced, why don't you slip around the altar, have prayer, and then Brother Jared Green's going to come give us some instructions in a minute. Just slip around. Come on, let's pray. Father, touch this invitation, touch our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.